Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. I am so glad that you've tuned in to Prophecy Alive. Before I take any calls, I'm going to share with you God's word concerning Thanksgiving. Do you not know that the word of the Lord says in the book of 2 Timothy, and beginning at verse 1 of chapter 3, understand this. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible. God put this in my spirit, and he has ignited my soul with this word. Do you not know that thanksgiving is God's answer to receiving from him in prayer? Now, notice something. It is something that is so greatly overlooked. But I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Of 2 Timothy 3. Listen closely. But understand this, that in the last days will come perilous times of great stress and trouble. These are things that are hard to deal with, and they're hard to bear. Notice verse 2. For people will be lovers of self. Self. It is very dangerous to be involved with people who are lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money. There's nothing wrong with money. I like to have a whole bunch of it to do the will of God. But the love of money, not money, the love for it is the root of all evil. It says here, verse 2, for people will be lovers of themselves, self-centered, lovers of money, and aroused by the inordinate greedy desires for wealth. Listen closely. Proud, arrogant, contemptuous, boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. They will be without natural human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless. They will also be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayers, self-conceit. They have the amusement, love amusement more than and rather than loving God. Verse 2 is where I want to talk to you about. Verse 2, listen closely. The people will be lovers of themselves, self-centered, lovers of money, aroused by inordinate greedy desires for wealth. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing. This is what I want to key in tonight. Disobedient to parents. Here it is. Ungrateful, unholy, and profane. That word ungrateful, I'm going to be showing you from the Word of God. And I want you all to do something. Our loyal listeners and people from around the world, listen closely to this. You that are expecting a miracle, I want you to call a friend and tell them it is very important that they receive this word tonight. Listen to me. If you believe me to be a true servant of the Lord, me and my Queen Katrina, I want you to call someone who in many ways are like yourself, expecting answers to your prayers now. There's something in you that says, I should have this now. Call your friends. Give them the number, 347-539-5173. Send out a blast text and give them the number, 347-539-5173. And I am your host, prophet and seer, Roderick Owensby. This is Prophecy Alive. You're going to get an answer to your prayers tonight. You that receive this word, it will be about or less than 72 hours. If you receive this word, put it in your heart, begin to praise God and thank God for what you received between 28, 24 to 72 hours, there's coming a powerful miracle. Now, most of the time, when you hear such an urgent word, it's about money. No, not on Prophecy Alive. This word is a prophetic word tonight for those of you who are serious. And I can see you are calling now. You're calling now. Call that friend. Call that person who's about to lose their home, about to lose their car, about to lose their mind. Call them and tell them, you need to get on the phone with me. I'm going to be back in a moment. This word is a matter of spiritual life or spiritual death. Stay with me. You know, sometimes me and my wife just love to just laugh. You got to laugh. You got to be happy. And when you're happy, God begins to move. I'm going to play some of my past commercials. They have a spiritual meaning to them. And then I'm going to come back with this special word. Get ready for this. This is going to bless your spirit. I'm telling you, you are in for a powerful, powerful message. Now, as I said, me and my Queen Katrina, we love to laugh together. I mean, I never want to be so anointed I can't laugh. I know some people that claim to be anointed, they are so stiff. Loosen up. Some of my past commercials, this will bless you. And I'll be right back after the song, Give Thanks. And we're going right into the word. Look at there. People are calling in. The switchboard is lighting up. I'm telling you, people are hungry for God. I'll be right back after these spiritual commercials. Stay with me. Laugh along with us. Somebody's coming up the stairs.
God, he must be really popular.
Hello, what brings you here? They probably want to see the Rottweiler.
Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Rottweiler is on now.
Yield your body as an instrument unto God. You can hallelujah, Barak, Shabbat, and all other box. Listen closely. Only your life note is a holy note. So when you come in and you praise God, your instrument must be tuned. And the only way your instrument can be tuned is through a consecrated life. And what is consecration? It means set apart for sacred use. The vibrations of sound. Tap into those vibrations.
You know, I see some folks, they get in public and they get real deep. I know this man, I went out to dinner with him one time. He prayed too long, man. I was hungry. He was just praying too long. He was thanking God for everything. And, I mean, be thankful, but my God, the food is hot. Praise God. He stopped thanking God from the time he was born until, I mean, he was thanking God for the jobs. And you say, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing, but it's time to eat. In other words, you need to have some wisdom. If I take you out to eat and we're sitting there and over some fish or whatever your favorite food is and some steak and somebody just blessing the food and they done went past blessing the food, now you get on my nerves because I'm hungry. I want to eat. Thank God for the meat. Let's eat. Praise God. God know if you're thankful. In other words, a religious spirit will have you trying to impress folk about your relationship with God.
Right.
We have a relationship with God. We don't try to impress people about our relationship with God. So a lot of religious folk think, you know, we are just strange folk, you know, because we have nothing to prove.
Backslidden.
Castaways.
Pushed overboard. People that Paul talked about.
Baby, you're so crazy. That's what I love about you. This is going to bless y'all. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, is a new creature or a new creation. Watch this. This is what messed up a lot of God's children. Old things are passed away. Talking about, I'm married to Jesus. I don't need a man. Wait a minute. He said, old things are passed away. And watch this. Behold, pay special attention to. That's what behold means. Behold, all things are become new. Now, this is how a lot of folk got messed up. They went to the altar, gave their life to God, and the preacher said, how do you feel? They shouted, they danced, the organ played, the drums played. You know, oh, I feel good. You're saved. So a lot of people got good feeling salvation. All they want from God is a quickie. They want a quickie. They want a microwave God. Make me feel good. Like the woman one time, we were in a meeting, and a lady came to me. She said, oh, I just love you and your wife. Well, who's going to preach tonight? My wife said, my husband, he's going to minister tonight. She said, ooh, make me feel good. I said, okay. I preached the hell out of her. And I asked her, how do you feel? She said, God.
Come on now, what do? Make me feel good? We are supposed to go and render our praises unto him, and not just then. We're supposed to have them when we take them there, our praises. That's so true. I mean, this is great, and I'm just really waiting on this word because it's powerful. It's so truth. It's raw. It's down to earth. That's what we need today, raw truth in the earth. No disrespect to the old-time religion, as the people say.
Old-time religion. Oh,
you went back, huh?
Yeah. You're tired of going to church and people looking at your shoes. You got to have a name brand suit on. God's not in it. Listen, I don't condemn anybody. If you like to dress, I think you ought to be free to dress. If you like your suit, you ought to be free to wear your suit. If you like your blue jeans, you ought to feel free when you go into a, I quote, house of the Lord.
Yes.
You understand? I would tell anybody, any preacher, if all you're doing is raising offerings and you're not raising the dead, you're in the wrong business.
That's
you need
right.
to go to Wall Street. The kingdom of God is about lifting up people. Jesus said this, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? He hath anointed me to preach the gospel.
That's
to whom? The poor.
That's right.
Now, I do believe that we are in an age where there's some money
coming anonymously. Listen to me. Am I prophesying? Yes, I am. Write it down. There is some money that's getting ready to come to people anonymously. You don't know where it comes from. See, God is sick of the rich acting as though they became rich by their own authority. If you listen, I'm talking to some CEOs. Some of you CEOs, most of you need to pay back the workers that work to help you get as rich as you are. Nobody that smart to make $1 billion overnight.
Mm-mm.
God said, I'll give you power to get wealth. Let me give you something to choose. If you had to choose long life or long money, which one should you choose? I hear somebody say, I pick long money because we have foolish people.
Right.
But if you had a choice between health and a lot of money, did you know some crazy folk would pick a lot of money and lose your soul?
Mm.
I started to say crazy soul. Listen, wealth is health. Listen, God may want you to live to become 140 playing basketball. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, you can't have it.
That's right.
I did a research, a study about a man in New York. He lived to be 138. God is increasing the lifespan. But if you don't believe that, well, praise God. But if you believe God can do that which seems to be impossible, I dare you right now, said, I believe. If you believe that God can take you from being poor to rich overnight, you ought to say, I believe. Honey, I've sensed the anointing to prophesy.
Come on.
Listen, if you're suffering from any sickness, something in your body, listen, I asked a lady one time, and I said, you want a healing or you want your check? She said, I need my check. God. Praise God. She wanted to keep her check once a month because she felt if she got her healing, then she wouldn't have a reason to get her money. Well, honey, listen, it's time to wake up. You know what? I cannot fake with folks. People are looking for somebody that is real.
Love Hope Radio.
All of your five senses, he wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. But yield your body as an instrument unto God. You can hallelujah, Barak, Shabbat, and all other box. Listen closely. Only your life note is a holy note. So when you come in and you praise God, your instrument must be tuned. And the only way your instrument can be tuned is through a consecrated life. And what is consecration? It means set apart for sacred use. The vibrations of sound. Tap into those vibrations. yield your body as an instrument unto God. You can hallelujah, Barak, Shabbat, and all other box. Listen closely. Only your life note is a holy note. So when you come in and you praise God, your instrument must be tuned. And the only way your instrument can be tuned is through a consecrated life. And what is consecration? It means set apart for sacred use. The vibrations of sound. Tap into those vibrations.
You know, I see some folks, they get in public and they get real deep. I know this man, I went out to dinner with him one time. He prayed too long, man. I was hungry. He was just praying too long. He was thanking God for everything. And, I mean, be thankful, but my God, the food is hot. Praise God. And he stopped thanking God from the time he was born until, I mean, he was thanking God for the jobs. He was, and you say, well, what's wrong with that? Nothing, but it's time to eat. In other words, you need to have some wisdom. If I take you out to eat and we're sitting there and over some fish or whatever your favorite food is and some steak and somebody just blessing the food and they done went past blessing the food, now you get on my nerves because I'm hungry. I want to eat. Thank God for the meat. Let's eat. Praise God. God know if you're thankful. In other words, a religious spirit will have you trying to impress folk about your relationship with God.
Right.
We have a relationship with God. We don't try to impress people about our relationship with God. So a lot of religious folk think, you know, we are just strange folk, you know, because we have nothing to prove.
Backslid.
Castaways.
Pushed overboard. People that Paul talked about.
Baby, you're so crazy. That's what I love about you. This going to bless y'all. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Watch this. This is what messed up a lot of God's children. Old things are passed away. Talking about, I'm married to Jesus. I don't need a man. Wait a minute. He said, old things are passed away. And watch this. Behold, pay special attention to. That's what behold means. Behold, all things are become new. Now, this is how a lot of folk got messed up. They went to the altar, gave their life to God, and the preacher said, how do you feel? They shouted, they danced, the organ played, the drums played. You know, oh, I feel good. You're saved. So a lot of people got good feeling salvation. All they want from God is a quickie. They want a quickie. They want a microwave God. Make me feel good. Like the woman one time, we were in a meeting, and a lady came to me. She said, oh, I just love you and your wife. Well, who going to preach tonight? My wife said, my husband, he's going to minister tonight. She said, ooh, make me feel good. I said, okay. I preached the hell out of her. And I asked her, how do you feel? She said, Praise God.
Come on now, what do we do? Make me feel good? We are supposed to go and render our praises unto him, and not just then. We're supposed to have them when we take them there, our praises. That's so true. I mean, this is great, and I'm just really waiting on this word because it's powerful. It's so truth. It's raw. It's down to earth. That's what we need today, raw truth in the earth. No disrespect to the old-time religion, as the people say.
Old-time religion.
You went back, huh?
Yeah, you're tired of going to church and people looking at your shoes. You got to have a name brand suit on. God's not in it. Listen, I don't condemn anybody. If you like to dress, I think you ought to be free to dress. If you like your suit, you ought to be free to wear your suit. If you like your blue jeans, you ought to feel free when you go into a, I quote, house of the Lord.
Yes.
You understand? I would tell anybody, any preacher, if all you're doing is raising offerings and you're not raising the dead, you're in the wrong business. You need to go to Wall Street. The kingdom of God is about lifting up people. Jesus said this, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why? He hath anointed me to preach the gospel.
That's
to
right.
Who? The poor.
That's right.
Now, I do believe that we are in an age where there's some money coming anonymously. Listen to me. Am I prophesying? Yes, I am. Write it down. There is some money that's getting ready to come to people anonymously. You don't know where it comes from. See, God is sick of the rich acting as though they became rich by their own authority. If you listen, I'm talking to some CEOs. Some of you CEOs, most of you need to pay back the workers that work to help you get as rich as you are. Nobody that smart to make $1 billion overnight. God said, I'll give you power to get wealth. Let me give you something to choose. If you had to choose long life or long money, which one should you choose? I hear somebody say, I pick long money because we have foolish people.
Right.
But if you had a choice between health and a lot of money, do you know some crazy folk would pick a lot of money and lose your soul? I started to say crazy soul. Listen, wealth is health. Listen, God may want you to live to become 140 playing basketball. Oh, I don't believe that. Well, you can't have it.
That's right.
I did a research, a study about a man in New York. He lived to be 138. God is increasing the lifespan. But if you don't believe that, well, praise God. But if you believe God can do that which seems to be impossible, I dare you right now, said, I believe. If you believe that God can take you from being poor to rich overnight, you ought to say, I believe. Honey, I sense the anointing to prophesy.
Come on.
Listen, if you're suffering from any sickness, something in your body, listen, I asked a lady one time, and I said, you want a healing or you want your check? She said, I need my check. God. Praise God. She wanted to keep her check once a month because she felt if she got her healing, then she wouldn't have a reason to get her money. Well, honey, listen, it's time to wake up. You know what? I cannot fake with folks. People are looking for somebody that is real.
Love Hope Radio.
All of your five senses, he wants to take them into the spirit realm. That's what faith is. Faith is the sense to sense, to have enough sense to sense him. Shout! Faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you.
Love, Hope, Radio.
Well, praise God. I want you to know that it is God's will that we understand that God's way of blessing us, listen closely, is not through what we do, but it has more to do with what we say, our attitude, how we feel. You see, God is an emotional God. Hear me. You know, I hear people talking about women are emotional. Well, it's something about a woman that moved God. Emotions are not evil. Now, a better word for emotions, listen closely, is affection. The scripture says in the Colossians, set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. It's simply saying that our affection, when we have an affection toward God, then our minds will be on the things of the kingdom of God, not selfish, not self-willed. The scripture talks about there are a people in 2 Timothy that will be ungrateful and unholy. The answer to your prayers, to our prayers, will come, I'll say this for flesh sake, quicker, much faster, if we learn how to be grateful. And you know what? I can realize that some of the things that I'm going to say during this broadcast, I mean, for some people it may be they may feel I'm too blunt or I have a lack of sensitivity, but not so. It is a revelation that God has put in my spirit, and he put an urgency last night. He said, you tell my people that what I am looking for, listen closely, I'm looking for those who are thankful. You know, most of the things that we need to be thankful about, ladies and gentlemen, are things we can't even see. You don't walk around looking at your heart beating with no connection to a plug. And yet that heart that's inside that body, it pumps. Think about that. You can put your hands over your ears and you can hear doom-doom, doom-doom, doom-doom. You can hear the beat of your heart. That may be elementary to some of you, but I promise you, King David realized this, Moses, all of the great men and women realized that the access to God is through thanksgiving. I want you to really get this in your spirit. Thanksgiving is so dangerously overlooked in the body of Christ until the body of Christ has become selfish and self-willed. There is nothing wrong with believing God for the best. You should never quit that. But tonight we're going to talk about the power of thanksgiving. When we do it, everything must change. I mean, live it, practice it from this day forward. God told me to tell the people within 72 hours after tonight's broadcast, many will see a powerful move of God. I mean, there are so many people that have invested their money in false prophets, false apostles. I am not the only one. I don't want to be, but I know what God called me to be. I want you to hear me. I'm not asking you for a red cent. I'm asking you to put God first. You see, if you put God first, you're going to hear God concerning giving. I think one of the most, how can I say, is a tragedy. Tragedy. In most circles, people have been taught, listen, people have been taught to give and not taught to be thankful. People have been taught to pay tithing, which is not scripture, paying tithing, you know. God needs no payment from anybody. You know, you pay light bills. Come on. You pay car notes. Come on. And we have turned giving into a raffle. It's like a raffle ticket or something. You give this and you could win this, or you could win that. God is not a God such as has been presented. He is a God. He is a ruler. You know, any king delights in being honored. What about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? If you want to get on the bad side of an earthly king or a supervisor or a police officer, dishonor him or her or a judge, then why should we think any differently regarding the King of Kings? The wisest thing we can do is honor King Jesus. When we honor God, watch this, and we constantly have an attitude of gratefulness, not just in church, let everybody clap your hands and give God some praise. I'm tired of giving God some praise. God wants something more than some praise. When we live a life of thankfulness, no matter what your lot is in life, no matter what happens, listen to this, there will be showers of sovereign heavenly blessings that will come to us. I believe what I heard this morning. God is looking for worshipers. God is looking for people like Jabez. He was more honorable than his brethren. And we can have an ever-thankful spirit. It demonstrates to God that we trust him. See, when you're grateful, it says that I love who I trust. I thank who I trust. And there are powerful things that would take place in your life. Thanksgiving is so powerful. I want to read this, and it's something that most people know, but is greatly overlooked. The division of Psalm 100, verse 1. Listen, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. You know that's something when God calls you a land. Thanksgiving to God is a very, very important spiritual weapon. Listen to this. Verse 1, Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. Not because you don't want to go to hell or because we want something from God, but serve him with gladness. Singleness of heart. Serve him happy. One scripture says, God will meet him who rejoiceth. God will meet you through joy. Now watch this. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. There's a song that is created in the heart of man through thanksgiving. God gives us a song. You can go about your daily activities, and there will be, it's like God would be your DJ, and God will select certain songs because you're singing to him and he's singing to you. And God will give you a song in your heart, and you'll wake up in the morning, you're wondering, why is that song in my spirit? That's God singing it back to you. He will sing a song that you like to sing to him. Verse 3, know, it means to perceive or to recognize and understand with approval. That is what it means to know, is that we understand God. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, not we ourselves. And we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Now, watch this. Watch verse 4 of Psalms 100. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Not your house, not your church, not what you perceive. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and a thank offering, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful and say to him, I mean, here's God telling you what to say. Be thankful first before you say to him, bless and affection, praise his name. This is blessed. You're calling God blessed, and affectionately praise his name. I mean, praising God without affection is absolutely of no use. Think about it. He didn't just say, praise me. God wants your affection. I don't know any man that doesn't want affection from the woman he loves. I don't know any woman that doesn't want affection from the one that he or she loves. I'm going to pause here and get right back into this. I got a caller. Stand by. Praise God. We're going to get this word. It's so important that we get this word. Praise God. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Prophet, and your queen. Good evening. God bless y'all. This is Sister Sheila. I'm calling prayer for Bernard.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Go ahead.
I'm believing God for a miracle for him.
Father, I give you praise right now, and I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you, and I join with my sister, and we enter into your presence with, first of all, we thank you that Bernard has right now
something
that he has thought maybe is not the will of God, or maybe it cannot be done.
Hallelujah.
And maybe the enemy has tried to get inside his my good friend is here, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes I pause and people don't understand, and I have to pause is because of what I see. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. My God.
But woman of God, you tell him, you know Elisha, person that walks in the office of a prophet, a seer, can give a command for somebody else to go. You know that King Naaman didn't like it when the man was sent, the servant of the prophet was sent and spoke to king, and the king wanted Elisha to come and put his hand on him. But I, by the authority of God, I decree right now that you tell Bernard, rise up and walk in his total victory.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Tell him his petition is granted.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The outcome of his situation is glorious.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. We believe
you
in
tell
God
him you spoke to the prophet,
God.
And the prophet said his outcome, his overdue outcome is granted.
Yes.
And tell him to get thankful and go to praising God. And I want him to begin to praise God for the next 3 days. I don't want him to ask nothing. I want him to go through a fast of thanksgiving.
Yes. We believe in God for the healing of his eyes, because back in 1995, he was diagnosed with macular degenerative eye disease. And so since 1995, the doctor said he was considered as blind. And so I've been believing God ever since 1995 that he will see again in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
And I agree with you. And let me tell you something about that. The nerve the optic nerve. You know how a nerve can die?
Yes.
I decree that his nerves live.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That God
Jesus
would resurrect. Do you not know we were in a revival, and sometime I go and look at that DVD, and I saw three people healed in one night. One was a cataract that fell off, and people ran up and saw it. And the other, it was back to back. Three people were healed. The other one was legally blind. He started counting my fingers, and I made him go count somebody else's fingers so people won't think it's fake. You know how folk think. And and he saw. And there was a relative there that knew he was blind. She testified. And then there was another person healed in Jesus' name. And all the time, I may not can see what's going on, but I heard God say it's overdue. I heard God say it's overdue. This and you confirmed it. This has been overdue, and he's actually healed now. He's healed now. My God, is this person? Can this person call me?
Well, they're having bad weather, so I called, and they were having bad weather, so I said I'll call in and stand in for prayer for you.
Well, it's the same as though we're talking to him. Then, granted be to you. You are so in a position. The position you're in, woman of God, is a powerful, you are not selfish. Every time you call, it's for somebody else or circumstance that you want to see God move. Even your own blessings, even being a rich woman, you want to help people. Even your vision, you and your husband, even your business. I was praying for you last night. Me and my queen were talking. You have no selfishness. And I want to say we bless you. Go ahead, woman of God.
Jesus. Oh, glory to God. When you was given that word, I knew that because I knew it was a confirmation in my spirit. That's why I was just like praising him because when you said overdue, I knew that God, it was just a confirmation. You know, it's a confirmation. And so I just thank God. I just thank God for his healing. Mm-hmm. I thank God for his healing. Thank you, Jesus.
He deserves it. He deserves it.
Yes.
And there's also an instrument that he loves. There's an instrument that he loves.
Yes.
And he wants to play that instrument. He has a great love for music. I can hear strings. I can hear or strings. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. My brother bought him, my youngest brother bought him a guitar probably like 10 years ago, and it was stolen from the house maybe about 3 years ago, and he was playing the guitar, you know, trying to play the guitar. And so, yes, strings, instrument, yes, music.
This shall come to pass, and you know what's so, what I laughed a moment ago under my breath, because there's an acoustic guitar that I hear him playing.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's a precious man of God. He loves the Lord. He loves the Lord. Oh,
I sense
God.
A good
he
spirit about him.
He is.
I sense
he
a good
is.
Spirit about him. There's hurt in him from someone very close to him he misses. And God's healing his wounds. And you know, it's the enemy. Now, I see God doing him like John the Baptist's daddy who couldn't talk.
Yes.
And I see him, he's in a state like Isaac. Isaac's eyes became dim. But because of our prayers, God's going to give him another chance. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for healing his eyes, Lord Jesus, and for giving him the 20/20 vision in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. I just glorify your holy name, Lord.
Thank you with this woman of God. This is awesome.
Oh, precious, Lord Jesus. He is so precious to me.
He's a precious man. Thank you for him. Hallelujah.
Jesus, and I thank you, and I thank you, I thank you, Lord. And when you gave that word, he feels like he didn't deserve it or whatever, you know, he's kind of like accepted it. And I'm like, not so, not so. God wants to heal you. That is his will. And I just thank God. I just thank God. I mean, he is such a precious man of God. He loves the Lord.
I can feel his heart through your words. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank Jesus. Yes, yes. He's my stepfather. And I mean, my mom and him got married about 21 years ago. And from day one, he loved me and my mom's four kids as though it was his own four kids. Nothing no different. And he is such a precious man of God. God blessed my mom with him. She had been praying for years for, you know, to remarry again. And I tell you, she got a word through a prophet that God was going to bless her with that husband. And I tell you, this man, I approved of him from day one. I approved for him from day one because I knew it was the Lord.
You knew it. And it's your prayers, with your mother prayers, and now the covenant relationship. It's like I feel a joy for Bernard. I feel an unusual joy. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, he's not even selfish. He loves the Lord. I mean, he's a giver. Him and my mom are some of the most, I mean, biggest givers. You know, they give their time, they give their funds to helping people. You know, I mean, there's nothing selfish. For two precious people. I love them dearly.
It's coming through your spirit. And, you know, you are chosen to intercede. And now, and I heard a voice, the voice from the Lord say, no glass eye.
Yes,
there would be no glass eyes.
Yes, Lord.
And I heard that, and it's been no. The surgeon is Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And we send the word of healing to Bernard now.
Yes, yes. Thank you,
you
Jesus.
You know, right now somebody in Africa, Zabu, you're listening to me. Prophet Zabu. And you are praying with me now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Contact this person in the spirit. And now I feel this person is praying. This is a prophet who is listening to this broadcast now.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're from Nigeria.
Thank you, Lord.
You have a church, and there's probably 150 people there.
Thank you.
And you are in a revival, and you've been in it over 3 weeks. God is telling me that he's opening blinded eyes in your ministry. And there's a breakout of a miracle revival. Take Zabu, Prophet Zabu.
Thank you, Lord.
And you are actually listening. God
Thank
is moving.
You.
There's a woman in Zimbabwe that's listening.
Thank you, Jesus.
And your name is almost like my wife, Katrina. But yours it says a little bit different, but the same. And you are listening, and you have a newborn baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
And his name means God is our help. Hallelujah. Your daughter right now is crippled. She's getting up now. Tell her to get up. Tell her the prophet said, get up and walk. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. AIDS. There's like over 100 people being healed of AIDS right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God's going to push this White House into a position of conviction. The power of God's going to break out at the White House. The glory of God. Holy Ghost is going to walk up and down that White House. And the spirit of conviction is coming over this hideous demon spirit that don't have nothing to do with black or white or any color. This spirit of hate. There's going to be a strong conviction, ladies and gentlemen. Watch in the coming days. God's love is getting ready to break out in America and around the world. Thank you, Gia. Are you still there?
Yes, I am, Prophet. Thank you.
My spirit just left. I begin to see things. Hallelujah. Anything else, woman of God?
No, that's it. Thank you so much for your prayers, Prophet. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You be blessed, my sister.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. God is so good. Thankfulness. Thankfulness. Let me get to another caller. God bless you. You're on Prophecy Alive.
Yes, how are you? Prophet, this is Mother Nelson. How are you?
Mother Nelson, God bless you. Doing wonderful.
Please, Lord.
God is so good. What's in your heart, Mother?
Lord, everything you were saying just now, everything. I called for Prophet Sales and pray with me. I had to go to the emergency ward on Monday morning.
You did.
The doctors didn't see the church. They didn't see anything with my pressure. I don't know why. Pressure went up. So I pray. I said, well, I believe in God. I said, let me call you so you can pray. And if you see any other thing, just tell me. I just been praising God, because I know he said he will do it. So I need for you to
Mother,
pray for me tonight.
I'm praying, but I want to say this first. Do you drink plenty of water?
Yes, I got to start more water now. I start. Now, when
you
told me to, I'm going to drink plenty of water, yeah.
Plenty of water. And also, do you use garlic in your food?
Yes, I started using. My daughter told me, Mom, you got to get garlic and put it in the food to eat. I said, okay. Because the doctor said to me, said, if I be on the medicine, it got side effects. He said, no, don't do that. Drink plenty of water. I said, okay.
Confirmation. Father, right now, I thank you for this precious mother. Now, the word that comes to me to tell you, Mother Nelson, I decree and declare that your blood, the book of Leviticus chapter 17, verse 17, says this, the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Amen.
And I decree and declare in agreement with you and those that are praying for you that your blood live.
Amen.
That your blood live. The scripture says that Abel's blood cried. And we that all the stress and anxiety come out from blood.
Love.
In the name of Jesus. And that there will be no worry, no worry, no anxiety. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
I love you, Mother.
Thank you, so. I love you, too. Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hallelujah. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. I am just calling for prayer for three men. Two of them are my brothers, and one is, so two of them are brothers, one is Frankie, the other one's Lou, and the friend is, like to give you a nickname, AR. So three men for the Lord to just radically, or for them to be radically encountered by the Father, and to know that the Father's love and whatever else, you want to pray about.
Yes. Father God, I just thank you for this dear sister, this woman of God. I thank you, Lord, that you are in her voice. You are speaking, and she is a powerful tool in the hand of Jesus Christ as she witnessed. And God, you are using her to influence, Lord, and ignite souls with the love of God. And we enter into prayer with thanksgiving. We thank you, God, that all of her prayers are being answered. They have been answered in the past. And Jesus, according to your word, Hebrews 13:8, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we can say, according to your word, that everything that we've asked have been answered yesterday, today, and forever. We call forth this man, Ahar, and God, we ask you to touch him. Oh, let there be a surge of the Holy Spirit. Let there be a revival in his heart of true conviction, and the love of God will come upon him, and every devil that wants to keep him bound and keep him confused in his mind, we say, peace be still in Ahar and Lu, oh God, and also her two brothers. We uphold them in the name of Jesus, and we ask, oh God, that every good and perfect gift will be revealed from above, and Lord, that they may know that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us before we committed one sin. And we ask, oh God, that the love of God would be in their hearts today, and that they will come to know Jesus in the power of his resurrection, and let the Holy Ghost be their gift of salvation, and give them, God, the blessings of Abraham and their families in Jesus' mighty name. And this dear sister who is constantly interceding for the nations, Lord, we ask for strength, renewal, encouragement in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I have one question for the past couple of months. The Lord has been putting a desire for me to pray for men, for them to, like all men, whether saved or not saved, because they're all God's children, to just rise up to their true identities in the Lord, you know, to rise up to be the men of God that God's calling them to be. And sometimes I'm like, okay, God, is this like a weird desire for me, a female, to just have a desire just to see change in that area? Because I said I could be, like some women, bitter by what I see, but I choose not to speak bitter words of hurt. Good. Based on what I see in the world like concerning men, but I choose to declare the opposite of Satan and declare words of life. So sometimes I'm like, is that a weird dream? But of course it's from God, because the devil wouldn't do anything like that. So I was like, okay, what's that all about? So just wanted to share that with you.
I want to say to you that your heart's burning. You have the heart of God. You know how David, the apple of God's eye, David actually had such a character like God has for his people. And as I was listening to you, not only is this not odd, you remember Peter was in prison and the women were praying for him, and God delivered him. And this is what I see you as remember Harriet Tubman, Underground Railroad? It's
yeah.
Like I'm hearing that in the spirit. God is using you. You're gonna be a young lady that's going to see more men saved around the world.
Whoa.
And it's going to blow people's mind that this little girl, and all I could do is say that in the spirit, that people look at you as a little girl, but you're a grown woman.
Whoa.
But you are walking in such an authority. Hear me, this is what
Whoa.
I can see. My eyes are closed, and
Whoa.
I can see
exactly.
You. And you, it's like you have this long sword of the spirit. It's like it's not by accident. Yes. Yes, Holy Ghost. It's not by accident that God called you into this ministry for your love for your father and your love for your grandfather and the love that you have and the things that you have seen, even as a little girl. Yes, it's not by accident that I've called you and I am calling you and chosen you with my anointing to deliver my men. They are hurting too. They are disrespected too. And regardless of race or color, you're going to tear down walls that separate men. You're going to get men to talking again, saith God. You're going to cause men to have groups. I see you establishing groups in college. You're going to have men form. It's going to be something different. It, God said in the spirit, you were pastor men. God said that you're sort of, Jesus, like Deborah. He said for you to read about Deborah and read about how Esther prepared herself before she go to the king. Men are kings, and you are going to go before kings. And God said you would touch Africa. You would go to villages, and you would have one of the greatest revivals among men. Men will listen to you. Men will follow you. And the Holy Spirit is coming upon you in a heavier way. You will experience the glory of God such as you have never experienced before. And God says to me to tell you, go forth, my daughter, for the Spirit, did not I say that my Spirit would be poured out upon sons and daughters, and that you will preach, prophesy, declare my word? It's not by accident, and God is saying this to me to tell you, you are a cunning, cunning woman. God is giving you the wisdom, and he's giving you a clarity to know how to break the stubbornness in men's heart. They will listen to you, saith God.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you, because I'm going to go speak to two men. One is Paul and the other one's AR that you prayed for. And I'm like, okay, God, I need you to be with me, you know. And one AR, when the Lord did use me to minister to him, he would cry. He would just be like, wow, you're just, this is inspirational. And so I know I have to go speak to him. So thank you for that encouragement.
Go forth in the Lord, sister.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
You're welcome. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. Be grateful, ladies and gentlemen. Just like that young lady with a special anointing, and she's touching lives. Be grateful. It's Thanksgiving that moves God. I want to say this to you. Listen. It's Thanksgiving that moves God. Listen, if the only prayer that we prayed in our whole life was, thank you, Lord, that would be good enough. That would suffice. Look at the gifts that God has given us. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen. 86,400 seconds God has given us. How many seconds did we take to say thank you? Gratitude is the very energy of faith. And God has given us more than we have ever thanked him for. If you said thank you, Lord, every second of the day for the rest of your life, if we did that, we wouldn't come close. The scripture talks about in the last days they would be unthankful and unholy. 2 Timothy. Unthankfulness is the twin to unholiness. When we become unthankful, we forget about the goodness of God. And the goodness of God leads men. It leads us to repentance. I believe being thankful and that gratitude is the highest form of thought. Think about it. The highest form of thought is when we are thankful. You know, we pray before we eat. We say grace before we eat. We pray before sports, whether it's football, baseball, fencing or boxing or walking or playing or dancing. We say grace. But think about it. Every morning that we wake up, God gives us light. He gives us shelter. in the night. He gives us health. He gives us food. He gives us love, and he gives us friends. Everything that your goodness sends, God, we say thank you. Think about it. The smallest tiny details of our lives, when we are thankful, we make room for unexpected and beautiful blessings. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Given Jesus Christ. Make it rain. from every kindred, every tribe, from every nation, we give your name all praise today. And we glorify you in all the earth, in all the earth. I glorify you.
The Lord, and as we do that, changes happens in the atmosphere. I'm going to go to another caller. Stand by. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, God bless you.
Hi. I would like to get prayer for my direction.
Okay.
It's for your choice. Career-wise.
Okay, say that last part again. It kind of broke up there. Go ahead.
One moment. Let me put my headset on.
Okay.
So you can hear me. Thank you. Okay. Is it better now?
Yes. Go ahead. God bless.
Yes. God bless you too. Thank you. I would like to get prayer for my direction, like career-wise, like what the Lord is calling me to do, you know.
Father, yes. Father, I thank you. And Lord, you are a God that answers prayer. Your word declares that if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would the Heavenly Father give? And you know we're not evil, but you were speaking on man in his sinful state, and yet we desire good things for our children. Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit will come upon this child of God, that you will give direction and wisdom. Your word declares that promotion comes not from the north, south, east, or west, but it comes from you. And I decree and declare with thanksgiving in my heart that you have answered this woman's request in Jesus' mighty name. I declare that you will lead and guide her, the word says, into all truth, in business, in personal relationships, and every decision she makes. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide her into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Wonderful. God is so good. He wants to lead us into all truth. Everyone should simply just thank God today. Stop for a moment thinking about what you don't have and go into a revival of thanksgiving for your own self. And I promise you, things will turn around much quicker. You know what you would be saying? I wish I would have done this. I wish I could have done this. Well, it's not too late. Thanksgiving and praise. Stand by. I'll be right back.
I would never allow any human being to be an issue with me.
Amen.
You better pray.
You know why? Because if I allow you to be an issue, then I made you my God.
That's good. That's a mouthful right there.
You can always tell the sin of a person because it's their gossip.
Yeah, come on
now.
I like that.
You don't need a revelation. You don't even need to be deep. If a person always talking about folks got caught up in adultery, they're in it.
That's right.
I told somebody one time, if you want to get a guilty verdict, go to the church. Take them to court. They know how to say, guilty!
You can contact Apostle Roderick Owensby and Living Life World Ministries at P.O. Box 24314, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46224.
God bless you. This is Roderick Owensby. Are you desperate for God? You know, the Bible says that in the presence of God is the fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures evermore. This is in Psalm 16, verse 11. You know, many of us want to be in the presence of God. We want to learn the practice of the presence of God. It should be a natural desire for anyone who has experienced being in the presence of the Lord. The bliss, comfort, unspeakable joy, and sense of well-being and love that comes with being in His presence. God is a consuming fire, and He burns up any flesh, sin, and rebellion in us to walk deeper into His presence. We want to grow closer to Him. We must be willing for God to burn up those things that comes between us and God. Being desperate for God. God bless you.
God bless you. I hope that this broadcast was a blessing to you. Well, this is all the time I have. As you know, the presence of God is with us, and it is different every broadcast. But I thank God for every soul that called, and I pray and I decree and declare that every word spoken, it will not fall to the ground. Isaiah 55 and 11, so shall my word be. That's God's word. And when we pray according to his word, our words are just like God's. We are not God, but our words are just like him because we come into covenant agreement with him. Isaiah 55 and 11, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It will accomplish to that which I sent it to do, and it will accomplish that which I please it to do, and it will return unto me. It will return unto you. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that which we sent it to do. Your words are powerful. Continue to decree the word of the Lord. You know, Satan came and tried to make Jesus in his human form as the Son of God bow down and worship him. But Jesus used the word on him. Used the word on debt. Used the word on strife and arguing and fussing and family confusion. Use the word on your job. Use the word on situations and circumstances that stress you out. You are a success. Yes, you are a success. Joshua 1 and 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate day and night. Observe to obey the word. You will make your own way prosperous, and you will have good success. Beloved, 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in health, even as, or the same as, your soul prospereth. This is Roderick Ornsby. God bless you. And my queen and I, we love you. We will talk again tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, be thankful all the time. Keep your eyes on the word, not on people. People will let you down, but God's word won't. God bless you.
Have you ever been through a trial and thought you wouldn't make it? You were smiling on the outside, but crying down on the inside, wondering when will the season end? And when will the joy begin? How much more can I take? And when will the season break? And will it end? Wanna know, will it end? When will the season end? Wanna know, will it end? When will the season end? Wanna know, will it end? Then I heard him say this. He said this. He said, if you didn't know, now you know. It's gonna be alright. Come on, say that.
If
now you know. It's gonna be all right. Can y'all learn that and sing it with me? Come on, if you didn't know, now you know. It's gonna be all right. Come on, say it again. If you didn't, now you know. It's gonna be. Then the second part says, this too shall pass. Come on. Shall pass. No matter what's going on in your life right now, oh, this too shall pass. Oh, my God. Trouble don't last always. Oh, no, no, no. Shall pass. Come on. Come on, say it again. Oh, this too shall pass. Take it up. Oh, if you didn't, now you know. It's gonna be all right. How many of y'all believe that? Wave your hand at me. If you didn't know, now you know. It's gonna be all right.
Time if you didn't know, now you know, it's gonna be.